7:49 on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman. More than half of women who started out in tech-intensive industries working in a business role left to take a position in another industry. That's according to recent research. So what could be done and what should be done to both keep and entice women in tech? Now, Sandra Andrzejczyk-Norris is a senior director at Catalyst Europe. She joins us now to discuss. Sandra, I have to say, I'm pretty staggered by those figures. What's happening here?
The biggest thing that we hear about from women is a culture that they don't feel welcome in. So there are three things that women typically talk about. They feel they're outsiders in the workplace. They don't feel they can, they have to be one of the boys to cope. This can be anything from outright discrimination, harassment, sexual innuendo and so on.
See, we're talking about the computer, the tech industry here. Cutting edge, modern, young, contemporary. And this, these kind of dinosaur attitudes still exist?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. And it's not just computer industry, IT, any tech-intensive industries. So, and the interesting thing was that we looked in our research also at business roles. So it wasn't just, it's not just women who have a tech background, it's women who are applying for business roles. So that means that they could be applying to any sector, and other companies, other sectors are competing for that, those, that talent. So yeah, very big problem with bias, stereotypes. There's a sort of continuum. Of course, the bias can be very subtle, where people, women feel they're not heard, they don't feel their voices are heard, and then all along to harassment.
You were speaking at this at a recent conference and talking about the gender gap for women in tech. And yeah. Couple of nuggets that you told the audience. Young women being told not to bring notebooks to meetings because people will assume they're secretaries. Is that really happening? Or use a black mug because it doesn't show lipstick marks? Surely that is not happening in 2017, is it?
Yeah, and you know what you've just said, is that really happening? And surely this isn't happening in 2017 is a very typical reaction that we get, especially from men, I think, because there are these things like a black coffee mug and don't bring a notebook to meeting are things that women have to navigate on a daily basis that men are blissfully unaware of. You know, if a woman is traveling on business, she'll take her laptop with her to the restaurant and the bar because she doesn't feel comfortable sitting on her own because she'll be hit on or approached or whatever. When you hear women telling these stories, and you know, their male colleagues are absolutely horrified.
Okay, so look, this problem is there, and the figures back it up. What do we need to do? How can it be addressed?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing that companies need to do is engage male leaders on this topic. It needs to be framed as a leadership challenge. A lot of diversity and inclusion initiatives have focused on what women need to do to get ahead in a male-dominated environment. And that's not working, clearly, because if the majority of leaders are not involved in the change, in the culture change, in fixing that culture, you won't have a sustainable change. Companies who are really ahead on this are engaging the male leaders. The change is coming from the top. The other thing that women talk about is in tech is that their evaluation criteria, the performance standards that they're being measured against, are not clear. They're vague. So companies need
compared
to
men.
Yeah.
Well, why would it be different for men and women?
Again, it's the bias that creeps in. It's just bias is very ingrained. A lot of our research in the past has shown that women are evaluated differently and given different feedback. And in this case, in the tech industry, women are talking about vague feedback, vague criteria. We've heard a lot about just it's not clear feedback. It's not transparent. So they'll hear things like maybe something on communication skills, which is kind of nebulous. They won't be told this is what you need to do.
Is it possible that that's a gender issue in that men tend to stick their head down and keep going, whereas actually women quite logically want explanations, want feedback? So maybe this is just an issue with the industry generally, but it's women that have more of a difficulty with it, understandably. Is that possible? Or do you think women are actually treated differently in that respect?
Women are treated differently and women experience the workplace differently. And that's something that companies need to wake up to. So we have the same workplace, but a different reality.
Final question. I can anticipate the text coming in already on this. Women saying, you know what, it's exactly the same where I work. We're not taken seriously. That thing about the notebook, about being treated like the assumed you were a secretary. But you're saying it is a particular problem in the computer, in the high-tech sector.
Yeah, the numbers are quite staggering, as you said. So women, even if they're in business roles, are less likely to enter tech-intensive industries, and they're significantly more likely to leave, and they're significantly more likely than men to say they feel they don't belong. And that's the scariest bit.
And sorry, I'm going to resort to cliche here. When you think of high tech, you think of, you know, the geeky bloke in front of the computer, age 15, not many social skills. Is that what we're looking at? Is that part of the problem here?
Dream.
A boys' world?
Yeah. We do hear a lot about the sort of programming culture, there's a sort of perhaps a humor that's used, a banter that's used that women feel offended by sometimes. And of course, you know, then women are faced with the choice. They have to accept it and toughen up, or they leave. And
so how do you change that culture, I suppose, is the obvious final question.
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint. You know, it does mean making male leaders aware of it. A lot of diversity and inclusion initiatives have focused on women and what women need to do. And we've found through our research and our work that we're doing that if you invite men into the conversation and you do it in a way that doesn't blame them, you say, this isn't your fault that things are the way they are, but it is your responsibility to change it, then they're absolutely willing to be part of the solution and to approach it. But the conversation needs to be happening with the men, not with the women.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sandra Ondrashek-Nara, Senior Director at Catalyst Europe. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. Let us know your views, or indeed if you worked in the tech sector and you as a woman and you have encountered the kind of things that Sandra has been talking about there. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and Shane Coleman.